I'll give you an update here on Ian. The storm has strengthened considerably over the last few hours. All right. And it has strengthened to 155 mile per hour sustained winds at the eye wall. And the eye wall is a very thin area, but it can do considerable damage. It's a high-end Cat 4 hurricane now. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting a catastrophic storm surge 12 to 16 feet. Englewood to Bonita Beach, roughly. That includes places like Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. It means you're not going to survive if you're in an area that's going to have 16 feet of storm surge, potentially. Three times the height of an average man. Its breaking waves on top of that are going to be driven by those 155-mile-per-hour winds. Those waves can destroy buildings and lay a foundation bare to a slab. Residents in areas that are storm surge evacuation zones still have a few hours to get out. A few hours, but not much time. Right now, the storm is about 55 miles west of Naples, moving north, northeast at about 10 miles an hour. Catastrophic impact expected along the southwest border coast. It's just shy of being a Cat 5. It's a beast. It's a big one. It's a major storm. Something we knew was going to be significant. The strengthening of this over the last night has been really, really significant, said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It could make landfall as a Cat 5, but clearly this is a very powerful major hurricane. It's going to have major impacts both on impact in southwest Florida, but then as it continues to work through the state, it is going to have major, major impacts in terms of wind, rain, flooding. Going to be nasty, nasty day two. Probably we think now it'll be exiting the potential sometime on Thursday. Collier County, Sarasota County, with landfall expected in Charlotte County. That's Port Charlotte. That's where the Peace River comes out, right? If you're in any of those counties, it's no longer possible to safely evacuate. It's time to try to get hunkered in, he says. Powerful storm. At least 40,000 power outages have already been reported outside of southwest Florida. Crews are responding to those power outages. Like I told you, when I was coming back from Kentucky on Sunday evening, the power trucks were streaming south then. They have been staged in places like, I would expect, North Georgia. Anyhow, you can see several inches of rain could be on the way as well. But this is it's a beast. Storm is a beast. Storm of the century? No, probably not. But that's what they tell you every single time. Here's the problem with this storm now. It could hit Orlando with hurricane force wind. That's what we're being told now. All the way into Orlando with hurricane force winds. And there's a strip of land from Tampa to Orlando all the way to the Atlantic side where you can see 15 to 20 inches of rain, maybe even more. Tremendous amounts of rain. Atlanta's going to see 2 to 4 inches of rain. Places like Charleston, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia could see tremendous amounts of rain. Fort Myers could see 10 to 15 inches. And like I said, Orlando could see 20 inches or more. It's going to be a beast, a real beast. So that's what we're watching today as the storm, a big storm, makes its way into Florida. And, look, hurricanes happen. People like Don Lemon want to say, look, it's climate change. No, not really. In fact, I want to go, what's the last bite? There's a 16. I'm going to look here. I'm going to pull this up. This is from earlier today. Bite 17. Don Lemon arguing with a guy from NOAA about whether or not it's climate change. Bite 17, go.
Look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay. Well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify. So this storm is just, it's a massive one. Its effects are also being felt in the...
All right. So Don Lemon is how old? Yeah, Don Lemon is 56 years old. And in his life, he grew up there. So in 50 years, the storms are intensifying. Really? Don, do you remember Camille? Do you remember the Great Miami Hurricane of 1935? Hurricanes have always been intense. Every now and then, they come wicked. Are there more storms? Well, there's less tornadoes. I mean, you're going to get a bunch of tornadoes here. This will spawn a bunch of tornadoes. It'll push the numbers up, but tornado numbers in America have been going down, trending down for a long time. For a very long time, in fact. Anyhow, be ready for the storm. Be ready for anything. Upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell. Microgel vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs at 165% of vitamin pills. Tastes great. It's made in America, too, by the way. Check out all of the American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. Save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. Where? HealthyCell.com. HealthyCell.com is where you go, right? And you can find out more. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Final thoughts after this.
For a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. New arrivals daily at TheBarkingBoutique.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.